Hello everyone! This is your old friend Paula, now in English. Today we have a very special episode. Our first one in English, of course. I hope you enjoyed the conversation I had with two dear friends. And now it's time for the intro, so let's get it.
Because China
is dramatic.
Como se dice en inglés, me siento orgulloso.
Não existe dicotomia.
Dicotomia Podcast.
That's me, your friend Paula, speaking in English for the first time in Dicotomia. That's so random. I'm really happy to do that today because I'm not alone. I'm here with my international friends as well. Maribana, say hi, Maribana.
Hi.
And Hella, she already said hi, but there's no problem. Say hi again, Hella.
Hi, I'm sorry, I was too excited.
She was. So, we thought about this episode because we had a very special night as friends during Ramadan time. And they're Muslims. Maribana is from Albania. And Hella is from Tunisia, and they have different experiences as Muslims in different countries. So I know that Brazil is not a very popular country when we talk about Muslims. And basically, we talk about being Christians and etc. So I know that many Brazilians don't really know about the Islamic world. And I wanted to ask my friends, what is Ramadan? Why is that important for you guys? And explain a little bit for the dichotomy of fans.
Thank you so much, Paula, for inviting us to your podcast. I also would like to mention that Paula actually fasted with us yesterday.
That's true.
Yeah, so yeah, that was really sweet to like want to share the experience with the friends and promote, I don't know, religious tolerance or whatever. I guess if I were to talk about Ramadan, it's a month, okay, every year, and it's a month where it's supposed to symbolize, or it's like an attempt to put in practice some of what we say, like about being patient, trying to relate to other people who might also be suffering, and try to abstain, like the idea of abstinence. For us, or in Ramadan, it's from food, from water, and from any pleasures, mm-hmm. I guess. And it begins like at sunrise until sunset.
And every day changed.
Yes, because you know sunrise and sunset they change too. Mm-hmm. You know, and it depends on the season because Ramadan falls on a different time every year because it follows the lunar year, which is different from the year like we follow on a daily basis. What else can I say about it? It's just, it's a very communal time. It's supposed to be, this is a very interesting experience for me and Maribana because it's the first time we're not with our family, because a big part of it is being with your family, with your community, help, whether it's about like having dinner together every night or about thinking about other people, giving donation to other people, like a lot of communal activities.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And also, for, as Hella said, for all our friends that ask, not even water? Yeah, not even water.
Not even water.
Not even water. And I totally agree what Hella said. It's not about just giving up from food and drinking. It's about patience and absence, and it's about more for a feeling than like just a as an activity. It's more like you, in this month, you get closer to what you feel and to your beliefs, and it's actually hard when you're alone. Like Hella mentioned, for us this year is very hard because when you are far away from what you're used to do it, and is about a community feeling, you know, religion, mm-hmm. is also being with others that believe same as you, and when this miss, it's hard. But for example, when you fasted with us yesterday, it was very nice because it makes us feel appreciated, and also it's such a nice gesture, like you give your friends part of your understanding, and that's for us very important, especially in a world like, in a Western world, like Islam is not very popular and many times is a bit judged, so it's very nice to share these moments in this time of the year, which is very special for us.
Okay, that's super interesting. And I wanted to ask, for example, what exactly do you do? You already told us that you don't drink water, that you fast, but what else? Like, what time do you eat? How do you pray? Like, the steps, could you explain to us?
I can try.
In short.
Okay, so, like, fasting is one of, like, the five tenets of being Muslim. Mm-hmm. And people who fast don't necessarily pray. Like, you don't have to. I mean, in theory, you have, but not people who pray. No, if they pray, they probably do fast, but people who fast don't necessarily pray. Yeah, so, like I said, it's from sunrise to sunset, and it changes depending on the day. Like, if we were, I don't know, maybe, December, like late December or January, probably your sunset is gonna be before it is like now, or it would be in, I don't know, August. Mm-hmm. So it depends on the season you're in, depends on the month you're in.
Yeah, I remember once, I guess it was in 2015, I met a Muslim guy in June. Mm-hmm. I guess it was Ramadan. June.
Those are like the hardest Ramadan.
I can imagine.
Or fall in the summer. But I think that won't be anytime soon because it's coming like back for, so like this year it was in March, and that was gonna be either beginning of the March or in February, so it's gonna get going 10 back.
Days. It's always so, 10 days,
so by the time it's gonna be in summer again, it's gonna be a while. What was your question? What exactly do we do? Yeah, you just don't eat and don't drink. And you don't engage in any activities that might break your fast. There are so many things that can break your fast. For example, if you're like gossiping a lot or
cursing,
I guess you could say that. If you're talking behind someone back in like a bad intention way, that would break your fast. If you're having sex, that would break your fast. If you're kissing, you would break your fast. Like it's not anything that brings you joy. No, not like pleasure things.
Yeah,
dopamine inducing things, I guess. You'll have to abstain from just from the sunrise to the sunset. Also, if you have on your periods, then also you can't fast. That's like a break time.
And when you travel, right?
When you travel. If people do, but I'm not sure if it's meant to be interpreted that way, because people in the past, when they travel, they're traveling for long distance on camels or whatever, so like that's a lot. Whereas I don't know if I travel from like, I don't know, back home to France,
2 hours flight,
2 hours, I don't know, but I think it could still apply.
Yeah, many scholars says that you have the right to not fast if you're traveling, but just the day you travel, not in the hotel.
Yeah,
it's not. And if you're sick, you're not obliged to fast. And because as Hala said,
if you're pregnant, right?
Yeah, if you're pregnant.
If you like you have a
small baby, like
if you have a chronic condition, if you have diabetes, like you can. People always talk to their doctor to try to time it out. How do they get their medication? But if it interferes with your health in any way, no, you're actually it would be almost like sinful to do it.
Okay, makes sense.
Yeah, this is Hala explained all about the fasting process, but fasting process also is like get along with praying for some people they don't, but for example some people go to mosque by nighttime after they eat iftar is called the dinner like after sunset, and suhoor is called the meal before sunset.
So, I did that. Both of them.
Yeah. And basically they go to the mosque and pray, or they can pray at home. And generally this is like the process of fasting during the month.
Yeah, I think it's interesting because I guess it's meant to as a retreat. It's like an abstinence from material things.
Mm-hmm.
Like you're supposed to come back to yourself and to God, I guess. And just people will try to spend as much time being in that process, in the sense there are people who really get into it, is that they pray so much.
Mm-hmm.
They will fast like every time before iftar, that you will find them reading like the Quran a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And then after they will break fast, and then they will go and do this, what we call tarawih, the prayer after break and fast, and they will like, you know,
mm-hmm.
be praying for like 3 hours or something. And there's also like at some parts of the night also you can wake up and also pray, like
mm-hmm.
And do you always have to pray in Arab?
Yes, you do.
Yeah,
I'm not expert on this, but I do. You're supposed to,
mm-hmm.
but I don't know. I'm sure she knows better.
The regular prayers, like the 5-time prayers, you have to do it in Arabic because there are specific movements and, you know, actions that you have to follow. The prayers are in Arabic, but every time you pray beside this activity,
mm-hmm.
you pray in your language if you want to ask God for something, or if you want to like ask for forgiveness and everything, you pray in your language. Like these kind of prayers are separated from the salah or the regular prayers. So you can pray in your language for what you want, but there are these kind of prayers that you are supposed to do it in Arabic.
Interesting.
And now a very personal question. No, but we talked about that before. I wanted to know, like, how do you feel during Ramadan? It's the feeling being connected to God and all this stuff.
Yes. But I would say doing it here is
different.
I feel more connected.
Really?
Yeah, because back home, I would be like, whatever, like...
Everyone do it.
Yeah, everybody does it. Like, oh, everybody, like... might judge you if you don't do like stuff like that. And I thought if I were to be in a foreign country, or if I were to be away from my family, that maybe I wouldn't want to do it. But no, it turns out I did want to do it actually, and I almost wanted to do it more because like it's not just the religious aspect of it, it's also cultural, it's also uh-huh. social, familial, because it would make you feel like super connected to like
your community.
Yeah. So I enjoy that because like everybody knows us being, everybody considers immigrants.
It's complicated. Sometimes I feel confused because usually they say you're the internationals.
Yeah,
they don't call us immigrants. They call us internationals.
We're just studying so far.
Expats.
Yeah, expats. Being like in a foreign, being a foreigner.
Yeah,
okay?
Foreign.
Yeah, it feels, it could be very like a weird, like isolating experience. There are so many people, so many cultures, like sometimes you're like, you don't even know where you are anymore. You know, like sometimes you're challenged by a lot. So, I don't know. So, like being rooted, like going back, doing something that you know is part of you, your culture, is very important as well.
And the experience itself, it depends, as Hala said, it's also cultural, because the way I feel my religion or the way I practice my religion is so different from what Hala or someone else does. So it's always like a personal experience. For me, this month brings me like weird feelings, like mixed feelings
mm-hmm.
sometimes. It's like a process when you try to connect with God more, but also knowing yourself and what point is your belief in God, and sometimes you find yourself questioning yourself, am I doing enough or am I doing too much, or like, because especially when you're surrounded from different people, different cultures, different beliefs,
mm-hmm.
different religions, and you're like, okay, I do this differently, or my friend does this differently. Oh, why I believe this? Like, I found myself question a lot, like my feelings and my beliefs, But this month also bring me, besides the like this mixed feeling brings me so much peace. Like I wake up and I know that all day I'm gonna fast, and it's nothing. Like of course it's hard, especially in the beginning, but you don't say, oh my god, why I'm doing this, I can do this. Like it's something that you want to do it. Like no one says you're gonna fast and that's all. No, like
it's a
inside,
choice.
Yeah, it's a choice, and it's inside. Like deep, like theoretically you have to fast, but no one gonna say fast or we're gonna kill you.
Kill you.
Yeah, it, like it's a choice because your heart wants, and of course it can be hard, but that difficulty, it brings to you like a joy in the end. Oh my god, I did it, this I made it. Like it was a purpose and I made it, and that's a such a nice feeling.
That's super cool. Now I want to share something as
yeah,
as a non-Muslim person. I felt really happy to share this moment with my friends. I told them that yesterday when we were having our meal, it was really hard for me to fast. I thought that I was about to fade out or something. When I drank water, I was shaking. It was kind of crazy. So I really admire my friends who could fast for a whole month. So it's hard. It's really complicated. All respect for that.
Oh, thank you.
And also, I felt really, really touched to share this moment with you guys. It was so nice. And I don't know, our relationship could be stronger. And it was really important for me. I really appreciate that. And thank you so much for inviting me. I know it's something really personal and all this kind of stuff. And I feel so warm and so welcome for you. So
yeah,
you're such a good,
yeah,
good person.
It's actually really sweet that like that you were like wanted to do that, because obviously not many people are gonna be like, no, I don't wanna, whatever. So it was really sweet that like you wanted, I think you wanted to feel closer to your friend,
yeah,
by doing one. Like I think that shows like a lot of empathy and like curiosity,
yeah.
And because yeah, I think maybe I feel like people from different backgrounds, whatever, they judge each other a lot on these issues, and it's like it's not like, it's like if you did it, you didn't change like how you felt about your own, like really, you were just trying.
And
to...
we talk about this like last night a lot, and how it's to be Christian, how it's to be Muslim,
yeah,
and
especially because we came from very different backgrounds, and Brazil doesn't have a lot of
Muslims,
so it's more like you said, a curiosity,
yeah,
and like maybe we're the first Muslim friends that you have, right?
Yeah,
we
friends.
Are?
Yeah, the first Muslim friends.
Yay!
Yeah.
Wait, are we good representation?
Yeah, it was super nice. Good ambassadors. I'm so proud of you guys.
Oh my god.
And yeah, I could imagine that was a hard time to be far from the family and the community. France is nice, but also can be a very complicated country when it comes to religious topics.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, we all know that in a very general way. So I really wanted to be with you in this moment. And
so sweet.
We appreciate it a lot.
And now, I guess, to finish, we're going to go for 20 minutes. Yeah, maybe a last message to the public, I don't know, said
the public
to the public, to the audience,
to the Brazilian,
to the Brazilian audience. And now maybe from all over the world, because we're speaking in English and stuff.
Okay. I would say hello to the Brazilian audience, everybody else. I will come to Brazil when I can, if the tickets are not insanely expensive. I would say thank you to your audience.
People say that.
Yeah, I guess, listening to this or will be listening to this, and for being curious. And I'm sure if you're a good representation of Brazil, then
hope so.
Yeah.
People are warm and kind and open as you. Yeah. And yeah, I think it's a good podcast.
Thank you so much, Hella.
Yeah, give it 5-star reviews,
please.
It's gonna be very interesting hearing my voice, like for Brazilians hearing my voice. So my voice is gonna be in Brazil.
Maribana, she really likes soccer, football, and all the Brazilian soccer players.
Yeah, I'm a fan. And by the way, about the podcast, I'm so happy that we did this, especially for a topic that is important for us and in the new world.
Exactly.
For Brazilians, it's gonna be a new topic. So I thank you and your audience, and keep listening to Dicotomia.
Keep listening to Dicotomia, and now in Portuguese, because it's time for the ads. Então, pessoal, vocês já sabem, não se esqueçam de avaliar o Dicotomia na sua plataforma de podcast favorita. Dê 5 estrelas pra gente, é muito importante para o nosso trabalho. Não se esqueça de se inscrever na nossa newsletter mensal, a Dicotomias Expressas, e nos siga nas nossas redes sociais, o @dicotomia_cast. Foi muito bom ter vocês em mais um episódio, e a gente se encontra. Tchau, tchau!
Tchau!
Bye!